By fanning its health workers across some of the remotest parts of the country, India has now given at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine to three quarters of its 1.38 billion population. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited a New Delhi hospital to celebrate the billionth dose. But only 31% have had two doses.
There is a certain degree of apathy, as well as the feeling that the worst has passed and there is no further risk. So many people are not really going in for the second dose straight away.
India is sitting on vaccine stock of 100 million doses and has recently started exporting again. It's Africa where they're needed. Less than 5% of the continent's population has been vaccinated. The World Health Organization says that could mean the pandemic goes on for a year longer than it needs to.
Developing countries should not have to wait for the charity of rich nations, because that charity, as we've seen in the last year and a half, is not happening. We cannot rely on their largesse. We have to have manufacturing, and to do that, we have to share the recipes that were publicly funded in the first place.
In some Eastern European countries, the challenge is persuading enough people to get jabbed. Latvia is the first European nation to go back into lockdown. Only 54% of Latvian adults are vaccinated. The EU average is 74%. Bulgaria and Romania are also struggling to cope with a surge in infections. While in Russia, coronavirus-related deaths have hit another daily record of more than 1,000. The government is imposing a week-long workplace shutdown from the start of November.
It's very clear that in countries that have lower vaccine uptake, that's where we're seeing the serious pandemic effects at the moment in terms of deaths and people ending up in hospital. So at the general population level, I believe that Russia sits around 30% with a complete immunization series. That's similar to what we're seeing in other countries like Romania, Bulgaria.
The UK has more cases than France, Germany, Italy and Spain combined. And Poland is also facing a significant rise in infections, now at 5,000 a day, which may require drastic action just as the continent heads towards winter. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera.